We're glad to have everyone here this morning. What we traditionally do after the elders have gone on our what we call our annual summit, we prepare plans for the coming year. We try to make a presentation to the church in early December before the students who are here go home for the holiday break, and so that you have a chance to hear what our plans are before the new year starts. It is going to be my responsibility today. I'm going to talk about gospel meetings and all of our events that we'll have this year. First of all, I want to talk about our annual theme. Sometimes, you know, trying to figure out a theme is a difficult thing to do, but we just sort of brainstorm, and what we want the theme for this year to be is eternity in your heart. Well, it's not yet. There we go. There. Is eternity in your heart? And this comes from a passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11, where Solomon writes, "He," speaking of God, "he has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end." Is this scripture in the... read that passage of scripture several times and try to begin to contemplate what Solomon is conveying to us there. The Bible has a lot to say about eternal things, forever things. And this year, what Mike and Eric will do is sprinkle this theme through their lessons through the year. They have, it's the elders' opinion that Mike and Eric have worked very hard, and we have a great deal of confidence in them, and we're pleased with their work, and we're anxious to hear lessons about this that will remind us what the depth of our obligation is and what the consequences are for us. The next thing that I want to mention is the events that we'll have through the year. In March the 19th through the 22nd, we'll have our spring meeting that will be with David Banning. In June the 12th through the 14th, that will be our VBS. We're going to try some new and different things. We'll have more information about that for you in the coming weeks. That's when our Vacation Bible School, that is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's when that will be scheduled. Teens in the Green will be July 14th through the 16th. Phil Robertson will be here. He came a couple of years ago to the first Teens in the Green that we had, and he did a terrific job, and we expect that he'll repeat that, so we're happy to have him come for the Teens in the Green. In September, we'll have our fall meeting with Don Truex. That'll be September 10th through the 13th, and Women's Day will be on October 21st. That's a Saturday, as you recall. And Cherry Trimble will be here for the ladies. The next week, October 28th, that's when Men's Day will be, and we don't have that speaker tied down yet. But those are the things that we'll be doing through the year. And so as you have an opportunity to put these things on your calendar so you can be here and participate when these things come to pass. The next Slide and Clint. Where is Clint? There he is. Okay. Clint's going to talk about our classes.
I could understand being hard to find from a distance, but I was right there. We're going to talk about classes just a little bit for 2023. And one thing I do want to point out is we don't have packets yet as we did last year. We're going to get those. Hopefully we have those for you next week. So some of the key information in here will be available for you to take home with you. We may also put some of it on the website so that you can refer back to it. But just real quick, I'm going to talk about classes, the lower grade classes from 9 months to 12th grade. I'm not going to cover everything we did last year. We're going to touch on a couple of the highlights, but we do have a lot of new people here from when we did this last time, so I do want to touch on just a couple things that go along with that. We're looking at roughly 100 kids or so back there in the back rooms, and so we have a big responsibility with that. So, and I guess since I have two kids in there, I drew the straw that to talk about that just by default. But no, it's okay. Just a quick thanks again to everybody that's involved in that. And not everybody that is involved in that is on this slide by far. But there's a lot of work that goes into what's done back there. Dwayne, Brian, and Matt are the deacons that are assigned to the lower grades, the 9 months up through sixth grade. They play an integral role in what happens back there. Just the main point I want to bring out with that, though, is for parents, please don't let that hour and a half a week that they get back there, if you're here on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, please don't let that be all that they get. They can't cover all that material in that amount of time. The books that they have, the Shaping Hearts, we did a pretty big, pretty in-depth overview of that last year and kind of how that all works. And we just ask you again, stay involved in that and help your kids with that. There's a lot in those books that they can use throughout the week to prepare them for those classes. In the 7th through 12th grade, the deacons assigned to that, Gerald, Matt, and Stephen, about 25 students, roughly two different classes. We're going to do a couple different things this year. I'll talk about that in just a minute. We asked the students kind of for some feedback there, and one of the things that they had asked about was a combined class, just separate class, I guess, a boys' class and a girls' class. So we've got that in the mix for 2023. My advice to parents, my plea with parents is to be involved. Talk to your kids about what they're talking about in these classes. Ask them what's going on, what are they studying, and what do they think about it. Use that as an opportunity to be close with your kids and to be involved in what they're talking about and what they're studying and what they're learning. We hope those classes will be very, very relevant. Again, Phyllis Spear organizes the resource room for us. That's a huge undertaking. If you guys haven't been back there and looked at it, please go look at it. And if you have any questions about that, see her. The Downies have kind of been assigned the task of replenishing some things. Phyllis organizes everything, kind of difference of duties there, but they all have a role to play in that, and we want to thank everybody that has anything to do with this. Teachers, helpers, everybody that has a part. Again, it's a huge, huge amount of work goes into it. We thank you all for being a part of that. And parents for bringing your kids and helping them with their lessons as well. We talked about this last time. I'm going to just kind of put it all up there real quick. We got a lot of kids. We got a lot of classes. We need a lot of teachers. So we would encourage you again, if you have not been active in our teaching program, but you are willing and able to do so, please let us know. We'll get you involved. There's lots of ways that you can help other than actually being the teacher. We can get you involved. So if you want to be, please let us know. We want everybody to have a break, though. If you're teaching, we don't want you teaching four straight quarters. Again, that's why we need as many people involved as possible. And again, parents, please just invest some of your time with that as well. This is just my pet thing. I got to say it every year. It's not a daycare. I heard a member leave one time on a Wednesday night because there was it was a gospel meeting and there was no classes that night. And they came in the door and said, "What? There's no classes?" And they turned around and they left. And my interpretation of that was they didn't get 45 minutes child free, so they went home. And I thought, man, how sad is that? Please don't look at our classes that way. If you do, come talk to us. We'll help you with that. All right, quickly, our curriculum for the younger grades classes. Again, we had a pretty big overview of this last year, so I'm not going to go into all of that. But if you're new here and you want to know more about what we're teaching from age 4 to 6th grade, come talk to us, and we'll share with you what we did last year. The idea is to cover the Bible three different times from the time you're 4 years old till the time you finish elementary school. A lot of good things in there. One of the big highlights of that is it's the same curriculum in all the classes all the time. So if you've got a 4-year-old kid and a 10-year-old kid, they're studying the exact same things at the exact same time, maybe in a little more detail. The memory verses are the same, just maybe a little bit more difficult. So use that with your kids, with your families to make the most of it. Quickly, I got in trouble last time for talking too fast. And I know I'm flying. I apologize, but I'm trying to get out of the way for everybody else. Middle school and high school, quickly, this is what your kids were studying the last couple years. We can share this with you later if you want a copy of that. We're going to do, again, a little bit differently in 2023. We're going to try some things like we did in the adult classes in 2022 with some 13-week courses so that you have something different on Sunday and different on Wednesday. So that doesn't ring true for every single quarter, but we're going to offer a few more topics this year and try that out. So in the middle school, you have Romans, you have Proverbs 1 through 9. The Do Not Be Deceived, that's a girls-only class, and the Boys to Men is a boys-only class. We're going to combine middle school and high school for that one quarter. That'll be third quarter this year. So third quarter, if you're in middle school, you'll be in a girls. If you're a girl, you'll be in the class called Do Not Be Deceived. If you're a boy, you'll be in a class called Boys to Men. Again, combined 7th through 12th grade. And then you see the other topics that will be covered in those classes. So I think those will be good. Hope they'll be beneficial, and the kids will learn from those. All right, quickly, I think I'm down to my last couple here. Just talking about the middle school and high school classes, we have some ideas there that we want to try to work on. It's very, very infancy phases here of what we're trying to do. But we feel like we have a pretty good handle on the up through sixth grade with the Shaping Hearts for God and how that all flows on a 6-year cycle. How do we build upon that with our middle school and high school classes? How do we get that curriculum kind of flowing in that same kind of cycle? And so we're still working on that. We had a lot of work to do. We've asked some guys to help us with that. But ultimately, we want to be the best church that we can be with the best classes that we can have. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to tie that in maybe even with our adult curriculum so that we kind of have a plan of where we're going from age 4 all the way through adult classes and try to link some of those things together. So to that end, my last slide here, if you remember, we had a Teacher's Day last year, Teacher's Day 2022, that was a total review of Shaping Hearts for God for anybody that teaches in that curriculum or wanted to teach in that curriculum or be involved. In 2023, we're going to do something very similar. We don't have all the details worked out yet. Again, we've got some guys helping us with that. But we're going to have a Teacher's Day. The date will be announced soon. Hopefully it'll be on a Saturday, about 3 hours roughly we expect. And it'll be focused more on the middle school, high school. We had people come to us after we did the Shaping Hearts for God review last year and brought in all the teachers, and we spent 3 hours, and we found out 3 hours really wasn't even enough time to do everything we wanted to do. But trying to be respectful of everyone's time, we kept it down to 3 hours. We had people come to us and said, when are you going to do that for the middle school and high school? We need the same thing. We need a Teacher's Day. We need to know what resources are there and what works and what doesn't work and how do we get these kids involved and engaged and things like that. So we wanted to do that in 2022 for more than one reason. That didn't happen. We apologize, but we're going to do that very soon for 2023 for the middle school and high school teachers. If you are, again, if you're teaching now, we ask you to come. If you want to teach or be involved later, we ask you to come. I think that's all. Not too bad. All right, Joey.
Thank you, Clint. As was stated, the theme for this year is eternity in your heart. So before I get into the classes that we've chosen that are going to reflect that theme, I want to ask you again this year's theme. Are you connected? Have you been connected to yourself, to your study, to your eternity, to your God, to this church? Have you been connected to those things? Are you connected right now? If so, if you paid attention to every sermon, every lesson that we've gotten up here and repeated that theme, this year's theme should be a natural progression to that. Is eternity in your heart? That should be easy to answer if you've been paying attention all year to are you connected. If you haven't been connected, then maybe this right here will put a little bit more emphasis on that. So the biggest part of our planning summit this year was developing a sustainable and somewhat predictable curriculum for the adult classes. What we want to do with that, our vision on that, is based on something that David said to us when he said that a church without vision and direction is like a boat that sails or a boat that drifts. We don't want to be a boat that drifts.
We want to have that vision of direction and purpose in our curriculum. We want to know what we're going to teach, and we also want to leave in there some flexibility for those things that are happening in the world around us. Just like this year, as we go through these slides, you'll see some of these classes that we are introducing this year are based on things that we need specifically for the times that we live in today. So as we look at those, just keep that in mind. The classes this year, we went ahead and stuck with the 13-week courses on most of them. We got a lot of great feedback from the teachers who appreciated the ability to have the extra time to prepare for that class. We do have some 26 course lessons in there because there's some topics that need that full 26 class period. As you can see here in the first, second, third, and fourth quarter on Sunday mornings, there will be 13 classes for those individual classes. And then on Wednesday nights, if it's just a Wednesday night class, first quarter there will be 12 classes. We'll have the gospel meeting with David Banning in there. That'll take up one of those Wednesday nights. And in the third quarter, you got 12 classes due to the gospel meeting with Don Truex. Now, here's the list of classes, and we're excited about these. A lot of great subjects. We appreciate all the men that volunteered to take the time to prepare and get ready for these classes. And all of the input that we had before we even went on this planning summit. We had a lot of people that were volunteering, great ideas, and their services of being able to prepare for these classes and to bring them to us. Quarter one, in the auditorium on Sunday mornings, Self-Control of Christ. Jim has been working on this class for a while now. He's got it ready to teach, and we're really looking forward to that one. It's going to focus specifically on what is our intent on things. And when you think about our question, is eternity in your heart? Look at the self-control of Christ. Is it what he preached, his life every day, taught this right here, eternity in your heart. What is the underlying motive in everything that you do? And Wednesday nights, Deuteronomy, Eric will be teaching that in the auditorium class. And then in room A7, Travis Renfro and Ben will be teaching Isaiah in A7. That's down the A hallway at the end. In B7, we've typically called this the college age class. We've removed that nomenclature this year because we didn't want it to prevent people from going to these classes. Let's say you're of an older age like myself and you're not of college age anymore, and you see something on there you'd like to go to, feel free to go to it. We don't want you to think that you can't because it's named college-age classes. And at the same time, we don't want our college students to feel like they can't attend a different class because we have a specific college-age class there. So we've opened it up, just left it as a third option for the adult classes. On Sundays in the first quarter, we've got How to Study the Bible, and Eric's going to be bringing that to us. After our men's day, we feel like that was a good opportunity for us to introduce this lesson. It's going to be an opportunity for those of any age group that feel like you could do better with your Bible study. Eric's going to give you a whole 13 lesson series on how to study the Bible better. And on Wednesday night, Mike came to us with this idea, and we really like this idea, Proverbs for Everyday Life. I mean, both of those topics right there are great. I'm going to be honest with you, when reading these and going over them, I told him, I said, guys, we've got people that's going to want to sit in the middle of the hallway because they can't decide which class to go to. We've got so many great options this year coming up. So, and along with that, all of these are going to be recorded. So if you can't make one of these classes, you'll be able to catch it online. So it will be options for you to catch all of these. Quarter two in the auditorium on Sunday morning, Sermons in Acts. Matt Finley will be bringing it to us. That'll be a lot of rich information in there. And in probably the best class, I think, on Wednesday nights in quarter two in the auditorium, Heart of the Matter, Joey Elms will be bringing it. He's a great speaker. Y'all really enjoy him. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say. But it's another one I found this class, looking through Emory Hill's stuff that they have taught, and I got to looking at it, and I said, that specifically speaks to what our theme is this year. And there's so much great information there. I'm looking forward to bringing that to you guys. It's a great class. In A7, we got another 26 class lesson in there on the Gospel of John. Gerald Barr and Todd Embry will be bringing that to us. Looking forward to hearing those two guys, just not on Wednesday night. It's like I said, there's so many great classes. It's going to be hard to find out which one you can attend, which one you want to go to. B7, Themes of the Scripture. This is another one that Eric was bringing to us that's going to really focus on something that maybe is a little bit different from what you've studied before. So it's going to be a really great study in there on the themes of Scripture. And then on Wednesday night, one that if you are of the working age or if you're getting ready to go into the workplace, we got Kelly Holt and John Whitaker is going to be bringing this one to us, Christians in the Workplace. It's a very needed study for some of us. So that's another great one that's going to be offered. Quarter three, 1st and 2nd Timothy in the auditorium here. Ben Edwards is going to be his first adult class in the auditorium, so yeah, he's looking forward to that. No sweat. It'll be all right. you are going to be following up the whole heart of the matter one, though, so it's going to be rough. Jesus in the Psalms. Mike, we'll be having that in here on Wednesday nights in the auditorium. It's another great thought that he brought to us. Looking forward to that one. And in B7, we got a 26 class period in there for the Gospel of Luke. Eric and Stephen Ogden will be bringing that lesson to us. In A7, we do not have an adult class in the third quarter because we're going to be using that classroom for the split boys and girls class for the high school and middle school. In quarter four in the auditorium, this is a subject that we've put a lot of thought into, and we requested that Eric bring this lesson to us for the Holy Spirit on Sunday mornings in here. It's going to be a very in-depth study, so we're looking forward to that. And on Wednesday nights, the church with Eric and James McClenney. And in B7, quarter four, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John with John Lindsay and Wyatt Smith. And then on Wednesday nights, Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah with Mike Thomas and Sean Quinn. So with that being said, we've got 17 different men that are going to be teaching this next quarter or this next year. That's pretty impressive. I'm encouraged by that there's that many men that are able and willing to do the preparation that it takes to bring these lessons to you. We pray that you will come to these classes with that thought process of where is my heart? Is eternity in it? Willing to study these things, putting in the effort outside of these four walls, getting ready for these classes because they're going to be spending a lot of time getting ready to present them to you. So we really look forward to that. We encourage you to be here for them. And these 17 different guys we got this year are not the same 17 guys we had this year. So that should tell you about encourage is the best way I can say it, that we are with the amount of men that we have here that are able and willing to take on the task of putting these classes together. We got 7 topical classes, 5 New Testament classes, and 5 Old Testament classes. So we got a good balance there. And, of course, all of our topical classes will be scripturally based also. So we're looking forward to this next year and all the classes that you'll be presented with. We will have this printed out at a later date and sitting back there so you can have a copy of it on you and plan on which class you're going to attend. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jim.
Join the other guys in saying how excited we are about 2023, but this is not something just happens in a few days over a weekend at a planning meeting. It's been going on for a lot of years, and Johnny knows that, David knows that, and everybody else that's been a part of this congregation for a long time. We're just trying to build on the success that we've had in the past and figure out how we continue that momentum, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Make sure I mash the right buttons, as the saying goes. So there's 3 things that I want to talk a little bit about. The West End families, everybody that's in this room and some that are not able to be with us today, we are a family, a church family, and it's important for us to all be able to communicate with each other, and that's what we're trying to do today. And I'll try not to go fast, but I got a lot to try and cover, and again, we'll include some of this in the handout that we'll have later on. We think it's important that you know about the financial support of this congregation and what we are all collectively contributing to for this work. And we also have, again, been talking about it a few years. It's not something new around the corner, but the possibility for additional facilities from a classroom standpoint. We talk about the fact that we've got so many young people and we've got folks joining us as far as membership goes. Well, that impacts facilities, and that's great. And so we've got to be thinking about that in a proactive way. This is a graph that kind of shows you the 2022 contribution and the 2023 budget. And as you can see, if you can see that chart, the budget is on the top. And I'm going to show you another chart, a pie chart, that will more clearly spell that out. And then the contribution in 2022. For you to be able to see, there's not a big gap between how our budget is laid out for 2023 and what our contribution is right now. Also, let's talk about how the money that is contributed to the work in the kingdom is spent. First of all, you'll notice that the majority of those dollars are spent on local evangelism, and that means Mike and Eric and Ben, now part of our preacher training program. I want to reinforce also what some of the other guys have said, and that is how great a job we believe Mike and Eric both do in the work at the kingdom here at West End. And we are certainly encouraged by their lessons, by their teaching, by their efforts that you don't see. where they are doing Bible studies, where they are visiting people, where they are actively engaged in helping us be a strong congregation. And we are encouraged by Ben and his participation in the preacher training program and think he's doing well as well. But again, to just show you this pie chart, 64.3% local evangelism. We've got the next one, which is the cost of living adjustment, which we're looking at for those guys, which is 6.4%. Then outside evangelism, which is when we do other things that are supporting other people in this country, supporting other people outside this country, and also the work that we do in our special events. So if you look at that, we're at about 75% of all of the contributions that come into this congregation are spent on evangelism. Now, just because we have Bible classes and we need supplies, there's a portion that's spent on that, almost 4%. We have utilities to be able to have the building be warm when we walk in, to be able to flush the commode when we go to the bathroom or get a drink of water. We've got those utilities that we have to pay, and they've gone up if you looked at your electric bill recently. So we have to allocate and provide for that. And then building maintenance. And when we say building maintenance, we talk about sealing the driveway or striping the driveway or at some point putting another cap of asphalt on the driveway. Or after a building is 14 years old, Johnny, is that right? We're 14 now? After a building's 14 years old, you start having things like a HVAC unit go out. And so you got to replace that. And they are not cheap if you had to do that personally. So we have to provide for that. And we've got probably half a dozen of those units that heat and cool the back and front of the building. So all of those things have to be taken into consideration. Okay, so now just for you to understand a little bit about the contribution and the number of families that we have in our congregation. The blue bar represents the giving per family, and the red small bar across the chart shows folks that are attending. Now, that roughly gives you an idea of the number of families that are part of our congregation and what our attendance has grown to during 2022. We've had a number of people that have joined our membership that are part of West End now, and we are generally falling in between 325 and 350 people. So that gives you some idea of the average contributions if you just broke it out per family. And we know some are giving more and some are giving less. Everybody gives what they can and what they deem appropriate, but we just wanted to be able to, again, give you a way to kind of visualize that. So again, if we look at the overall contribution over a four-year period and we start thinking about next year, 2023, you can see that that has, up and down a little bit over the course of the years. And for 2023, at this point, we really don't know what that number will be. So one of the things that I said as we started out was, what's the possibility of future facility needs? And again, this is not something that we talked about for one meeting when we went, Johnny, we've been talking about this 3 years probably, the possibility of needing to have additional space at some point. And I don't know how well you can see that. Let's see. Is this... There you go. So this is the existing building. This is the auditorium that we're in right now. This is the classroom area. And then if we were going to expand, it would have to be somewhere out here, and it might not be exactly the same layout that we have for classrooms right now, but it would be something. But we've got to begin to think about that. Okay, now that I've used the pointer, it won't change, guys. Can y'all change it for me? Shouldn't you? Don't use the pointer if you're ever up here. Oh, I got to go back. Well, and there's people in the classrooms, right? We got a lot of classrooms that are full, and that's why we need to be thinking about what it's going to be in the future. So, again, this may not be exactly what it would be. It might be something else. But if we duplicated the floor plan that we have without the offices and without the resource room and off and those kinds of things, you'd end up with 18 classrooms, 2 adult bathrooms, and a children's bathroom. Now, that may not be what we need. We may not need that much space. Guys, change it again. It's not going to let me change anymore, apparently. So what do we need to do? Go ahead and hit the button there. Go ahead. That's fine. Just lay it out there, and I'll go through it. So the first thing we would have to do is we would have to decide, what does that building need to look like? How big does it need to be? We would have to evaluate the specific classroom needs. We would have to think about an architect. We would have to select a builder. We would have to finalize whatever that plan looks like. We would have to order a building, begin construction, and all of that takes time, a lot of time. We've been told that if you order a building today, if we ordered it tomorrow, then it'd probably take a year to get the steel to construct that building. So, and change again, please, guys. So, okay, can you make her happen there? There we go. So when you look at this, change it again, guys. Go ahead and populate that for me. That's good. Then here's what we got going on. Did I break the changer? Thanks, Matt. So the other thing, if you've not been part of the congregation for a lot of years that you might not know about, is at the end of 2021, we paid off the existing debt on the building. And again, we had been thinking about, we had started a preacher training program, and we wanted to be able to do that again. And so we wanted to wait, though, until we got our debt paid off. And again, Johnny's sitting there shaking his head on all this stuff because he was right in the middle of all of it. And so at the end of 2021, we got the debt on this existing building paid off. And at the end of 2021, conversations for many, many, many months, for several years, we were able to hire Eric Borlaug and Samantha and his family to come and be a part of the work. So Eric started the end of last year, and they basically are about a year now. I can't remember exactly what the date was, but it was in December. And then we also made the decision that we were going to continue the evangelism or restart the evangelist training program. And that's when Ben was identified to come and be a part of that work and start this year as he had. You started September 1st, right? So we've been watching the classroom needs for probably 2 to 3 years. And with membership growth, we've just got to proactively begin to think about the facility space and the financial needs associated with that. Okay, so now, next slide. Go ahead, guys. So if you think about this money from a standpoint, the contribution that we're all making for the work and the kingdom of God here at West End and in other areas that we are supporting men to do that work, I won't use the pointer anymore. Should work now. Okay, good. So if we did a building addition, and this building back 14 years ago was, what, Johnny, about $1.4 million 14 years ago. Guess what? Things have gone up. So if we did a building that was a classroom building and it was somewhere between $1 million and $1.3 million and you had an interest rate of 8.25%, you did it based on a 20-year term, but a 20-year amortization schedule, and you were going to pay it off in 5 years, then for every $10,000 that we have to go toward the principal payment before we get started or the down payment on the building, then we're going to save $5,085 on interest. So here we go. And this chart kind of shows you across the bottom, if you make zero down payment to $1 million as a down payment, the kind of interest that you will pay over the course of a five-year period. Or it's basically, yeah, that's, so it's a five-year term, and what your interest would be based on how much money you've got to put down. Does that make sense to everybody? So what the elders are beginning to think about is in this budget that I showed you earlier, it does not have that green, slice, which is a possible classroom. Because what we can't do is wait until the last minute and say, oh my, we're out of space. We need more classroom space. And then try to get in a position to do something about it. We got to proactively be thinking about that now so that we can prepare ourselves for that. So, to that end, as always, everyone individually has to decide for themselves what they wish to give in the contribution about the work that we're all doing together. And this is a collective effort of this church, for this congregation, for all of our families, for the men that we support in this country and abroad. But everybody's got to decide for themselves. Then we're going to take the overall budget cost contribution, and then identify other classroom dollars that we can put in an account and kind of mark it that way, if you will. Others in the past, just so you know, and we're just making you aware of this, there are others in the past that have made estate planning for West End, and that's a possibility too. So if anybody decided that they wanted to, say, be a part of estate planning and contributions to West End, all you got to do is talk to one of the elders, and we'll be glad to help you with that. But at the end of the day, here's what we want to make sure, and David said, he said, make sure everybody understands that we're not starting a building this year. We're not starting a new classroom building this year. Does everybody understand that? Shake your heads up and down. Thank you. Okay. But we do need to start thinking about planning for it and thinking about financially how we'll take care of that. The process is going to take time, planning, and money, so that we've got to be looking to the future needs of the souls at West End. And we've all got to work together to make it happen. I'm excited about this theme. I'm telling you, the themes that we've had over the last few years have really, if you haven't taken them and really considered them and thought about how you're going to apply them to your individual life, you're missing out, to Joey's point. Because when I think about his eternity in my heart, it should drive everything I do and say in my life absolutely every day. And that's a little bit of a, I'm going to do a little bit of a plug for my class. And that, Joey, you did, so why can't I? So that's what Christ did. That's what Christ did. And we can learn from him and God's word and let the Holy Spirit guide us in the things that we need to do and say every day if we will be the people we need to be. Appreciate your attention. I know that was kind of long. We'll have some of this included, again, in the handout we'll have for you next week, and I think Ben's going to extend the invitation now.
Just to recenter our minds kind of in what we're trying to do today in worshiping the Lord, please turn to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus 13. So we just heard of a couple of plans that we have for next year, some exciting things we've got going on, and I think all of us that are involved here at the congregation need to be praying for these things. Pray for the elders that just talked to us as they make these decisions. Pray for those of us that are being supported to minister to this community and this congregation. Pray for your fellow Christians here at West End. As we go throughout our lives day to day, we examine things. We make observations on the world around us. As we just listened to this presentation, I'm sure all of us were examining the things that the elders were laying out for next year. In Leviticus 13, this is a major theme. Eric and I are going through Leviticus in our one-on-one studies, and in Leviticus 13, it's the laws about leprosy. What you're supposed to do regarding leprosy and how you're supposed to be cleansed. And one thing that's very interesting, Eric pointed out, was how much the word examine was used in this text. And so I looked it up, and the word examine is in the Bible 37 times. In Leviticus 13 alone, it is in the text 21 times. So more times in this chapter is the word examine, or closely related words, than the whole rest of the Bible. And that's something we need to pay attention to. And so all throughout this chapter, we're not going to read any specific section, but just to give you guys something to maybe do in your spare time this week, go through this chapter and look at all the times that it says to examine, or the priests are supposed to examine these people that are coming to them with spots of leprosy. And so any person that had a concern that a spot on their skin had a leprous disease, they would go to the priest and be examined and make sure that that was not leprosy, so that they could enter the house of the Lord and worship. I want us to think about our role as priests in the new covenant and what that might mean in regards to examining each other. In 1 Peter 2 in verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So you are a holy priesthood. And you might think, like, as a Christian, I know that I'm a priest in this new covenant. I know that that's one of the things that I'm called. But what does that mean for me in my day-to-day life? We typically think of the priests in the Old Testament ministering to the needs of the temple and the sacrifices, but we don't often think about them in the context of Leviticus 13, where they would have been examining the people so they could worship. So, do you feel a responsibility as priests in this new covenant to be examining yourself and examining each other? Leviticus 13 says 21 times that the priests are supposed to examine the people. In our new role, or in our role as Christians in the new covenant, it is also our role to examine each other, and not in a sense that would be nosy or to learn everyone else's business, but to genuinely try and express care and concern for each other, to bear one another's burdens. So when we read passages like Leviticus 13, we should be convicted that there's more work to be done, more things to be done in God's kingdom. And you might say, well, that's not necessarily our role because the Old Testament and the New Testament are not commanded the exact same. But I would urge you to turn to 1 Thessalonians, and we'll read a small text there and finish out. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verses 1 through 8 talks about God's standard for holiness in this new covenant. It says, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, so that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, and that each one of you knows how to control his own body, in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one will transgress and wrong his brother in this manner, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you." So this is God's standard for our holiness. God, his will in verse 3, is for our sanctification, and that we might control our bodies for holiness ultimately. So let's think about these things this morning as we go throughout the rest of today and the rest of this week, that we're supposed to be examining ourselves and examining each other as priests in this new covenant. So that's just a short word of encouragement. We're about to sing an invitation song. If there is anyone here that has any need, any prayer request, that can be arranged, and we can pray for you this morning. As I said, we're supposed to be praying for each other. So if you have that need, you can come forward. Or if you're not a Christian, we would love to see that happen today as we stand and sing.